Stop energy vampires. Stay clear. Be clear.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. Absolutely thrilled and delighted to be bringing you this daily Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment podcast. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Are you having a problem where you get up in the morning after having 7-8 hours of sleep and you're exhausted? I mean, you're tired. I mean, wow. It's like you didn't get any sleep at all. Are you having a problem where in the middle of the afternoon, you're exhausted and tired? Could it be, is it possible that you might be, shall we say, under the influence of an energy vampire? Now, before you go conjuring up ideas in your head, energy vampires can be the people you work with. They can be your mother-in-law. They could even be your own mother. They can be relatives, brothers and sisters. They can be friends. These are people that are connected to you. And science is now proving emphatically that we are all interconnected and that we tune in to each other. So let me put it this way. Somebody who is connected to you, who is tuned into you, who has, shall we say, thoughts on how you should live your life, they may be stealing your energy. Have you ever been talking to someone and, I mean, in the middle of the conversation, you start to feel like you want to nod off and go to sleep? You feel like you're just drained, out of energy. That's an energy vampire, and they're all over the place. And so I'm going to give you some ideas, some suggestions, some secrets on how to deal with energy vampires. We all have them in our life. Look at our energy, the energy that you and I have in our body, is what keeps us alive. Your aura, the aura around your body, is actually created by your heartbeat. So I think it's very important, it's essential, when you are a manifester, when you are someone who is working to have a life that is optimum, that is the best. When you're one of those kinds of people, you have to protect yourself in a positive, easygoing way against energy vampires. Now, before we begin, let me be sure to invite you to startmanifesting.com. That's www.startmanifesting.com, so that you can get signed up for Manifesting Beyond Belief. It's a special webinar that we are doing, and we want you to join us. It's for a limited time only, so you have to sign up right away at startmanifesting.com. Be sure and do that, because we're going to share some information, some ideas that, I mean, they're going to take you from where you're at, from wherever you're at right now, they're going to take you up about 100 notches in your ability to manifest the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon. www.startmanifesting.com. Absolutely free. We're going to spend about an hour together. You need to sign up right now, because we are filling up fast. Okay, so we're talking about energy vampires. Good evening. I want to bite your... No, we're not talking about those kind of vampires. We're talking about energy vampires. The first thing is to keep yourself in a state of being grounded. and that is connecting with source energy. Connect with source energy on a regular basis. How do you do that? Well, you can do it through prayer. You can do it through meditation. You can do it through breath work. But you know, a wonderful way to connect with infinite source energy, with the universe, is through gratitude. I mean, I don't care how much negative energy is coming at you or how much energy is being sucked out of you. It's hard to penetrate your fortress of an attitude of gratitude. So the more you fill yourself with gratitude every night before you go to bed, the more grounded you will be the next day, because that's your life. And you're not living in just your dreams and fantasies. You're living in your reality. You're saying, look at, I have a hand, I have feet, I have eyes. I'm grateful for this. I'm not taking anything for granted. I have ears. I have a body. I have a mind. I'm grateful for this. And that keeps you grounded. Now, there is another technique that I like. And if you get a chance to do it, I know in certain parts of the country right now, it's cold out, probably not available to you, but some grass. Standing barefoot on grass, particularly if you can lean up against a tree. I know it sounds crazy, but if you can stand barefoot on grass, you actually are exchanging negative ions with the core of the earth, and it is absolutely healthy. It's wonderful. It's grounding. It's empowering. And when you do it, I like to find a tree, a big tree, go to the park, take your shoes off, stand there barefooted and lean against the tree and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Ah, feel that ruach, that prana, that life force going through you. And breathe it up through the ground. It's almost like you're breathing through your feet all the way up. Okay? Normally when we're breathing the light, we're breathing from above all the way down. But here we're breathing from the ground all the way up.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, next on my list is don't resist. I mean, look, you've got energy vampires, and if they are people that you can fade out of your life, then I would do it. But some people you can't. Sometimes they're bosses, employers, employees, just the situation at work, or maybe they're relatives or an ex-lover or whatever. Stop resisting it. Okay, what you will resist will persist. This will not help you. Resisting will not help you. Grounding, focusing on gratitude, and then doing the earth grounding will help you. Doing the deep breathing will help you. Another way to ground, you know, get some water and fill it up with amethyst. And drink amethyst water. Oh man, it's a ground. It's not just grounding, it's enlivening. It grounds you because it's crystal, but it enlivens your energy field at the same time. It replenishes what has been kind of sucked away from you. But don't resist. Don't get into a fight over it, okay? Practice increasing your aura space. And you do this by closing your eyes, visualizing infinite white light above your head. Oh, I love that light. I love that light above my head. And breathing in through your nose. And as you breathe out through your mouth, visualize your aura expanding. So if you kind of see it at 2 or 3 feet around you, see it expanding to 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 20 feet. See your aura filling up the entire room. And do that exercise for, if you do it 3 times a week for 5 minutes each time, it'll make a huge difference. If you do it daily, it'll make a well, it'll make a massive difference. Massive difference. Clean your energy field. I'm going to give you a simple way to clean your energy field. Take a lemon, take a lime, chop it up, slice it up, and put it in some nice, warm bath water. And then put some Epsom salt that is lavender scented, natural lavender scented, or lavender oil in the bath. And then hop in, relax, enjoy yourself. And take that lemon, if you have cuts or anything like that, of course, you don't want to use a lemon there. But literally take the lemon and lime, and you can take it and just rub it all over your body and just scrub yourself with it. And then allow the water to drain out as you sit or lie in the tub. Now, as the water is draining out, your body's going to start to feel heavier and heavier and heavier because you're no longer in a state of weightlessness, okay? As that's happening, visualize all the negative, dark, dirty energy going down the drain, okay? And then stand up and take a nice shower. Oh, you're going to feel good. I mean that. It's an absolutely wonderful way of doing that. Get out of the shower and have some rose quartz water or some amethyst water. You're going to love it. Absolutely love it. Well, finally, I think it's important that if you are being plagued by energy vampires, to be kind of extra cautious about increasing your exercise, your breathing, your cardio, get your body moving, you know, do some yoga, do some deep breathing, do some stretching, walking, running, hiking, bicycling. The more exercise you do, I think the better. But I think it's also important at this point, and I think I need to mention this and emphasize this, that you need to eat clean food. Now, ideally, a diet high in non-GMO vegetables. I didn't say vegetables and fruit. I said vegetables. The reason I didn't say fruit, some fruits are fine, but some are packed with sugar. There are some fruits that have as much sugar as a Snickers candy bar. And having too much sugar going to spike your insulin, not good, you know, so more vegetables. And if you don't like eating vegetables, you can juice them or you can make a smoothie. We have a Nutribullet we use for smoothies. We also have a Jack LaLanne juicer. Sometimes we want that pure juice, that pure energy to just zap us real strong. So, hey, whatever works for you. But let's get as much natural greens into your body. Now, if you're a meat eater, that's fine. I'm not here to judge anybody. So all I will say is try to buy your meat at a farmer's market. Did you hear what I just said? At a farmer's market, not at the store. And you're looking for open range chicken. You're looking for wild caught salmon out of Alaska. Not Atlantic salmon, wild caught out of Alaska, because it doesn't have any mercury in it. You see what I'm saying? The waters are so cold and they're moving so fast, there's no mercury. Okay? And if you do eat red meat, I like bison, or I suggest grass-fed. And you can get that at a farmer's market, whereas if you go to the store, grass-fed can mean we fed it grass for, you know, for a week or two, and then we've finished it off with grain for a month or two. You know, I mean, there's a lot of give and take with the law there. I like to know who I'm buying my food from. And the same with your vegetables. You know, yes, you can go to the organic section of the supermarket, but why not go to the local farmer's market? And just walking through is good energy. Okay, so eating clean, exercising more, connecting more with source, and vitamin D. Now, if you are where I'm at, I go walking every day, and for part of the time that I'm walking, I have my shirt off, or I have my hat off, and that vitamin D is hitting my head, it's hitting my back, it's hitting my shoulders, and it's being absorbed into my skin. That's the best way to get your vitamin D, okay? However, if you can't do it that way, then get a good supplement. I happen to like pretty much anything that comes from Dr. Mercola, but that's up to you, okay? So those are some powerful ways to deal with energy vampires. Remember, energy vampires, they're not bad people. They're good people. Love them, care about them. And one of the things you can do for an energy vampire is you're falling asleep every night that will actually help you separate from the ray, from the vacuuming sensation of the energy vampire, is to do a little ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And do it for them. Okay? There you go. We're out of time. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube. We give away 3 audio programs every month on YouTube and on Instagram. And we are rocking and rolling on Instagram. And also, you can follow us on Twitter at Robert Zink. Okay? Thank you. Have a great day, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.